Welcome to Sex, Drugs, and Enlightenment with me, your host, Oakley Ogden. Today we have something special for you, a follow-up. My guest and client from episode 5 is back to tell us what happened after a month of focusing her attention on her North Star each day. This is homework I gave her in that episode. Let's just say, for our listener who was born in the 80s and knows this reference, she went plaid. And for the rest of you, don't feel left out of this ridiculous movie reference. It's Spaceballs, by the way. All I'm saying is, girl kicked it into hyperspeed. Let's get started. I'm so happy to see you again. How have you been?
I know.
By the way.
I've been great.
Yeah?
A lot has happened in the month, the last month.
That's wonderful. What's happened?
A little too much that I'm laughing, honestly, because I'm like, man, I didn't think, like, I had my doubts, like, oh, I don't know, what could change in a month? And, like, so much has changed where I'm like, oh, God, I knew this would happen, so.
What has happened?
Oh, man, so, I don't know, like, I started doing what you recommended, and I won't lie, the first few weeks, I had a hard time sticking with it because our first couple of weeks, because I was like, oh, I don't know, like, a lot of fear and doubt came into play.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm jumping in soon here, but I wanted to tell you how normal this is, and we'll talk about it more later in the episode. I hear it all the time when someone starts this work. I've experienced it myself. You see, the minute we begin to consciously direct our minds is the minute our ego personality structures see that they're no longer the boss, and they throw a fit. So fear and doubt are the main tricks of the ego personality, and once we begin to align with our light, our essence, whatever you wish to call it, trust that your ego personality structure is going to have something to say about that. It wants to be in the driver's seat, and it is not stoked to get into the passenger seat, which is what it's doing through this work. So if you're feeling just like this client, you're on track. Let's jump back in.
And I was like, oh, but I kind of know what the right steps to take, but do I even want to take those steps? Like, so scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of worked on that, but then I didn't force it. I didn't force the obvious of, oh, let's just start applying to jobs. I didn't force that.
Good.
But all these other things started happening where, like, the situationship I was in ended. So that was something that, and I knew it wouldn't serve me at the end of the day. So it naturally came to a beautiful end. And then,
can we say that it fell out of resonance because you were starting to really hone in on what you wanted? Or does it feel different than that?
I think, like, after our phone call, I was like, I already kind of knew subconsciously it did not resonate. But I was like, you know, you never know. Give it a chance. And every time I gave it an honest to God chance, it wouldn't work smoothly. It would be kind of like, you know, a train off the tracks kind of idea where it just wasn't going, like, it wasn't going smoothly. I was like,
okay,
I'm just being myself. I'm just, you know, I've never had this problem before. So it must just be like, not, it's probably trying to leave my life. And I think it did eventually. So I was like, okay, that was interesting.
Wow. Good for you. Great awareness.
It was very interesting.
So this was a relationship interest or situationship, I love that, that my client wasn't so sure about but thought she wanted it to work. So she had some doubts, and her North Star work accelerated the clarity. Not only will the North Star work clean house for you, but it will do so in order to make room and attract what is in resonance for you. And just so we're on the same page, the law of resonance states that the rate of the vibration projected will harmonize with and attract back energies with the same vibration. That's called resonance.
And then, you know, I wasn't forcing anything to do with the job aspect, but then, funny enough, I kind of had this awareness to write down what I wanted to complete this year. And one of my things that I wanted to complete this year that I didn't think that would happen was going to, like, Europe. and kind of to like low key check out the job opportunities there with my own work, with my work that I have, my job that I have now with the same company, because I do have locations there, / just looking at it. And funny enough, like after the situation ended, I was like, you know, I need to get out of here. Let's book a trip. And it nicely came to where that trip is now happening this in the next couple of weeks. And I'm like, oh my God,
no,
I can't believe this is happening. Yeah! And so I don't know, it might jumpstart a few things for me where I think it will. I think it's like a something that needs to happen. And so, yeah, I thought that was because all the, like there was 5 things that I didn't think that would happen this year and they're already on their way. So I don't know. I think you had something to do with that. So I thought
I think you had something to do with actually putting your focus and attention on what really mattered to you.
Okay.
And what really matters to you. Absolutely. Present tense.
Absolutely.
Because then you're starting to create that energetic resonance, right? And things that are not in resonance, as we talked about last time, will fall away. It's not your job right now to quit your job or to force anything. It's just your job to focus on what you choose to create in your future. And that is creating what comes into your life and what exits your life. And you're feeling the acceleration that occurs when you start to focus, aren't you?
Yes, and it was so crazy because I'm like, oh my God, this is happening all so quick. And I know a lot of the things that I wanted to happen, but I couldn't make time for it, or it just wasn't happening. Like a lot of things fill out to where now the things that I really want are coming into play now. And I think it's like helping me work backwards without even having to fully visualize the start to end process, if that makes sense. Like because I can visualize the end goal of what I want, but it's like, how do I start now? But I feel like the things that are happening now, the path that I'm on now helps kind of streamline the process. If that makes sense.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
It sounds like you're saying you don't have to focus all the way on the end result and things are just beginning to accelerate. But tell me again.
I don't have to visualize the in-between. I can just visualize the end.
Oh, yes.
Instead of working backwards through those steps, I don't have to visualize those steps in between. It's just kind of starting.
Okay, so what I kind of hear you saying is you don't have to focus on the how. You're just focusing on what you want. And the how is taking care of itself.
Yeah, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Yes, girl. That's what it's all about. Woo! Good job. Oh, my God. Good job. Okay. This is amazing. So let's talk about the doubt and the fear that came up. Okay. So to own your life, to really say, this is what I want, to declare it, can be fucking terrifying.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, I was so impressed the way you made me work through it to kind of show you what I wanted as my end result. And I kept visualizing that. And I was like, man, like, why am I now scared? Like, you know, why am I now like kind of hesitant to think about this? Like, you know. Why do I feel so scared? I think it's just scared of that change, or it's like the outside world kind of creeping in or something like that. And I'm like, I shouldn't be scared to like, you know, fantasize on my perfect life, or, you know.
Actually, when we begin to declare the life we want, we suddenly become accountable to a bigger version of ourselves. And that can feel really scary. Because that bigger version lives outside of our comfort zone. It lives outside what I like to call our known world. We're suddenly living into something that makes us feel enlivened, sure. And we have energetically moved outside of the familiar as a result of that. And our brains are asking, are we safe? So that's normal. If it scares you a little and you know logically you're safe, it's a sign that you're on the edge of growth. So good for you. So often we can create a North Star, and what the North Star does is serves to bring up whatever's between us and that end result, which is awesome because then we get to work through it, clear it, transform it, get to know it, work with it, and grow, right? Grow into that vision we have for ourselves.
Absolutely. So
does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Do you feel like, does that kind of resonate with you or does it feel different than that for you?
I think that resonates too clearly where I think that's exactly what I was trying to describe, where it does push out all those, like, we don't need the fear. We don't need that guy that's holding you back. We don't need this and that and the other. We're too streamlined to what you want, what you truly want. I had to release, like, I just had to be like, okay, like, I'm, you know, my hands are up, you know, take me where you will. And
so there was a little surrender that happened as you kind of felt the momentum pick up.
When it came to the certain things I had to let go, I was like, look, I've been wanting to quit my job for a while. And yet all this fear is coming up about like what I really want. And it's like, I just really have to let go of that.
Let go of what?
The fear. Let go of the reins of trying to like make myself feel better. Just no, like go ahead. Feel scared, you know, feel scared to leave. Go ahead. Like it's fine. Like what's the worst that can happen? Just finish feeling this so we can move on. and it's like,
that's so good.
And same with everything else that happened. I mean, I'm trying to think through like what I had to feel, but it was just like, I really had to be like, oh man, you know what? This didn't go how I wanted it, but I don't think it was supposed to go how I necessarily wanted it. I think I'm supposed to just release the reins and kind of just let the process happen of the North Star being there and it helping me move through all these obstacles, so to speak.
I have to pause here because what my client is talking about is pretty next level. Not only is she sharing how deeply she had to surrender to the movement that was happening in her life externally, the situationship ending, a trip getting scheduled, and a host of other things she had on her list, but she's also talking about letting go of the fear that's arising for her in the face of this movement. I mean, that's pretty deep. That's really wise, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's a really deep insight. I think it took me years to get that, you know?
I mean, why push against something that I'm like, well, I don't know. I think because that's where my control tendencies come in, where I'm like, no, I need to control the situation. I need to be calm. But I didn't have to be calm. So just let it all happen.
You could be however you wanted and it was still happening.
Yeah, it was still happening. So what's the point? It's kind of like, what's the point of trying to control a situation that's just going to happen anyway? And for the better.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny, huh? When things in our life are moving out, when we can say the universe is making room and we get really attached to that, we're like, this is not how it's supposed to go. And then suddenly the package, I don't like it. And then the package we were waiting for years with all our dreams just lands on the doorstep in the space that was created from that absence, that from that thing that was moved. And you're like, thank you.
That's why.
That's why. Because you could see further than me. When I say you, I sort of mean your higher self, like, you know, the part of you that is not.
Yeah.
The part that's bigger than your personality lens. Right? We could call it soul, higher self, energy, cosmic self, universal consciousness, like whatever you want to call it. Right? It often has a lens that can see above the tree line and is like, ooh, okay, gang, if she takes a right, she's going to end up at the lake and she's been really wanting to get to the mountains, right? And you're walking through the forest being like, I'm going to take a right. And something happens where you're like kind of pushed to the left and you're like, oh, I really wanted to go right. Then you walk left and you go and you go and you go. And then, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, here's the mountains.
Yeah. Whoa. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. That's exactly the feeling I had. But I could kind of see like, I know I probably should go left.
She's talking about intuition, that subtle voice within that knows what's best for us and knows the right direction. And if you're looking for a way to deepen your relationship with your intuition, one of the number one ways is through meditation. Just to note.
I could go right too.
Mm-hmm.
Would take a little longer.
That's right.
And I think that has synergy for an ego, or it felt like a little bit to do with ego.
Tell me about what you mean by that.
Oh, like pride, or I would just say maybe pride.
I know best.
Kind of. How can I describe it? Like, no, this has to work this way because then I know I'll feel better if it happens this way. But in the end, I think my higher self could see, you're not going to feel better regardless. You just got to go through.
You got to go through.
You're actually going to feel worse for holding on to this ego of, no, this is the way it goes, you know? So just let it happen.
And you let it happen. How did you do that? How did you just let it happen?
I guess it kind of just like, for example, booking the flight. Like, I had a lot of anxiety booking the flight. And I'm like, I've been wanting this for years to go look at these places, to go see, you know. Ever since I started this job, I was like, you know, hopefully I can take this with the same company, go to this division up in Ireland. That's one of the places. And I was like booking the flight to go actually see, okay, could I picture myself moving here? But then I was like, why am I so anxious to book the flight? This is what I've been wanting for years. And I kind of just questioned myself, like, this is so bizarre. I've never had anxiety booking a flight. If anything, it's second nature to me. But I guess it's the meaning behind the flight. Oh, well, what could this mean? This could mean change. And so I kind of was just working through that all within 5 minutes of me looking at the page of, like, you know, complete purchase. But it was kind of just questioning myself, like, you wanted this years ago. You still want it now. Then what's the problem? And it was just letting go of, like, all the little stuff that you have to think about, or the little voice saying, well, it's easier to stay here. It is easier. It's like, well, is easier always better? I think that's, like, kind of the question. That, like, is it matter? Because easier is always kind of boring or not fun at the end, you know?
Familiar. It's easier.
Well, yeah. Easier, it's familiar. But familiarity, I've never paired with, like, thriving, you know? Thriving to me has never been, doing the same thing you've always done every day. That's never been my thought process. It's always thriving and having fun and being excited is in the change of things. But lately, more anxiety has come up with that. And I'm like, but that's, you've never thought this. So what's going on? So.
Do you know what's going on?
Just the fear of change, or fear of something different, because for the first time in my life, I've had stability, which I've craved for so long. And now that I've done that stability, I'm like, well, I'm now ready for something not. Well, I love stability, but I've been wanting something more exciting when it comes to a job or a partner or.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just like a lifestyle. But I've been so comfortable in the last 3 years. And the fear like around as well has kind of held me back to, well, it's more safe to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll definitely keep your because I have guaranteed stability for the next 5 years.
Mm.
I don't know if I like knowing that I have years of stability.
Okay, let's talk about that. So when you're talking about stability, what does that mean to you?
Stability for me, I think, has to do with money. Like, you have mm-hmm. an income, especially as an adult. Like, I have an income. I'll have an income. Stability to me is a job and a place to live. Money, job, place okay. to live. But job and money okay. are kind of the same thing. So.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is there's predictability, Does that resonate?
Yes. Predictability with money.
Okay.
And place yeah. to live.
And maybe even control, right?
Absolutely. Huge on control.
Okay. Okay. So that word was in the space, right? So let's, that's the word that we're going to bring in here. So we've got predictability, we've got control, but there's nothing wrong with stability and predictability. And there's nothing wrong with having a little feeling, a little bit perceiving that we have a little bit of control. However, you've got the little bug inside that says, but what's around the next corner? Uh-huh. And I don't know if I want to settle here. So I can hear a little bit of that tension. Am I willing to leave something that I've just created that feels really good, that I feel really proud of, for this wild unknown? You have no idea what it's going to feel like. So I think it's a little normal that you would feel some palpitations, right? That we call anxiety, yeah. right? Like, oh my gosh, that tingling short of breath, like, I'm losing a sense of control by going to explore this. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe not right. You tell me if that's right or wrong for you.
I think that's what's been my predicament for about, I don't know, I knew ever since I started this job, like, oh, I'll be in it for 2 to 3 years, you know, and then I can move on. And I'm coming up on my third year. And I really look at myself and I go, well, yeah, I could. I do have this perceived of, oh, I could stay here for longer. And the reason why it's so, the perceived is because, well, how am I going to rephrase that? The reason why I think I could stay here for the rest of my life is because everyone I work with has worked there for like 10, 15 years plus. I'm like, well, I could work here for 10 years and I could be comfortable in my life. But then the other part of me is like, but I could go live in Europe and I could go live in the city and have fun. Method of it isn't fun here, but it's I've served a good time here. I said 3 to 5 years is how much I wanted to stay here. And coming up on my third year, I'm like, you know, am I? And you said something about, oh, I'm proud of this work. I am not proud of this work.
Tell me. Okay.
This has been just a job to me. And kind of what I was saying last time, you know, it was really great while it lasted. But now I want to enjoy what I'm doing, even though it may not be my direct passion. I at least want to be passionate about the job, mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily even want to stay. I don't wouldn't mind staying in America, but I could go to Europe and work too.
Mm-hmm. Which has been a thought of yours since graduation.
Since graduation, absolutely.
And now you've put your attention on it, and in 1 month, you have found ease and alignment in finding your way to Europe, a trip you thought was not going to happen this year. Hi, I just want to pull back the curtain of my therapist brain right now. I'm not encouraging this young person to move from job to job every couple years, especially if she's uncomfortable and doesn't like it. In fact, sticking out a job when we don't like it can teach us a ton. I'm actually pointing more toward the vision she held so clearly for herself after college graduation, which was very thwarted by the pandemic. She pivoted beautifully. She's very responsible and mature, so my therapist brain is pointing her toward that vision she had for herself, which could lead her to a job that she does love for decades on end, in a place that she adores and has been called to for many years. Who knows how long she stays in Europe if she decides to go, but she didn't get the chance to seriously consider this vision, and so that's what we're doing here. We're just taking the time where she can sort of fearlessly consider what she had to put on the back burner so many years ago. And by fearlessly, I actually mean safely. This is the great thing about therapy. You can talk about ideas without any risk of having to take action right away. It's just a place of exploration.
from June this year to June last year, I felt like I have done absolutely nothing. Yes, I've continued my work. Yes, I've moved apartments. Yes, I have, you know, had a birthday, let's say, but I feel like I have not had these big life changes that I really love and I'm used to. And I'm like, man, I really want to get back on that where I'm creating or propelling my life into to the end result that I'm wanting. And so that is why I made a list. Okay, I'm going to go to Europe this year. I'm going to go see Ma in Naples. I'm going to complete X, Y, and Z with my money. I'm going to complete this with my friends, this with my financials, this with my, because that's what I wanted to do at least this year. And they're all very possible. Like if I really wanted to, I could, but I have to try to work backwards to kind of get them completed. And this was one of the things that helped me, you know, I think will help me in the next at least 5 years plan. Working backwards, going to Europe now will kind of propel that. Oh, I could see myself working there. I can, I normally visualize it in my head, but now I'm here and I'm seeing it right in front of me.
And you're initiating your life, getting closer and closer to what you're envisioning for yourself. Okay, so one thing that we've got to point out here, right, that I just really don't want you to miss is something that happens with the human brain all the time. Okay. We set a goal. We get really passionate, excited, and committed to that goal. And then the minute we have the opportunity to say yes and pull the trigger, what happens? We get super scared.
That's what happened.
Yes. We get super scared. And then we don't do it. And we say, oh, ready? It wasn't the right thing because it didn't feel right.
It's never going to feel completely right.
Well, we're basing a feeling on, we're basing a decision on the feeling that arises right before pulling the trigger. You can't base that decision on that moment. Do not base that decision on that moment. If you have been putting your attention to something for days and days, over and over and over for weeks on end, and you are manifesting it and it is coming into your field and you are bringing it into your life, do not decide whether or not that is right based on one feeling that arises. Don't stop now. Keep going. A lot of us see it as a test, right? But really, it is just a function of the human brain. That's it. It's the moment where, oh my God, everything that I know as familiar, as comfortable, even if it's uncomfortable, right? It's familiar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Predictable, yada, yada. All the things is about to change. So the human brain goes, oh my God, are we safe?
Are you sure?
That's it. And it manifests as, are you sure? I don't feel sure about that. I feel scared. And then we say, oh, I had anxiety before that, as that decision arose. So my body was telling me no. No, 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 no. Your primal system was saying, is this safe? Because everything's about to change. So that's your brain and your primal system working for you, which is okay.
It is good.
But don't base your decision on that moment.
No, no, no. So I know what feeling you're talking about. But are you sure? Like, are you really sure you want to do this? But see, there have been moments in my life where there's a difference between the anxiety of, okay, you should not be doing this. You know, the end results are bad and you know, But there's a different kind of anxiety. And I actually like, okay, this sounds kind of crazy, but I actually really love this form of anxiety.
My client is about to drop the mic with a distinction between the primal warning signs in our system that tell us do not do that and the rush of something new that gets coupled with a sense of anticipation and nerves and can register as fear right before something awesome happens.
I call it the excitement anxiety. And it's this kind of like, oh, like right before you jump from like, let's just say like a diving board or something. And you're like, okay, like it's about to happen. But you're getting, your body's like, oh, no, 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 don't do it. And you're like, no, I'm about to do it. And it's kind of this And it's an excited kind of anxiety where, right, but for me, it's like right before I book a flight, or for me, it's like right before I did my year abroad and I had to leave everything I knew behind. I had to leave my family to go live abroad for a year. I had to go leave the school I was in. I had to leave in the middle of high school. I had to leave everything that I absolutely knew. And I mm-hmm. took this chance. And truly, like right before I said yes to it, I was like, are you sure? And the other half of me is like, come on, it'll be so exciting. And it's this, it's like a combo of anxiety and excitement. And that's truly my favorite feeling in the whole wide world. Oh. It's like an anxiety, because you know the end result will be good. There's a difference between jumping off a cliff and being like, your private state saying, do not do this. But then booking a flight to something you know you will absolutely love. I call it anxiety, excitement anxiety versus mm-hmm. actual anxiety where your primal state saying, no, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have the awareness of those are they're different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say most of the
time. Oh my God. Thank you for naming this. It's so great. Yeah. It's so great. I am so grateful. This is awesome. Because there is a lot of ways to navigate that anxiety, to listen to it, to push through it, and all of that. And it's a nuanced conversation. Now, in the specific arena of you pulling forth a dream that you've been waiting to fulfill and having an opportunity suddenly show up that's in alignment with your North Star, that is often the moment that we can breathe through that anxiety and say, well, this is just anxiety from an up level. I'm about to go actually figure out whether this is real for me or not.
I think it's excitement anxiety.
I love your term, excitement anxiety, because anxiety and excitement can actually be very, very related. One can have more breath to it and more forward motion to it, maybe more of a yes, and the other one can feel a little bit more fear-based, holding the breath, a little bit more of a no, I'm not sure, right? So when you have excitement, anxiety together, it's that like something's about to happen feeling in a fun way.
Yes, and I almost related to adrenaline a little bit.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's what it could be as well. Maybe that's what excitement anxiety is. Like it's an adrenaline rush of, this exciting thing's about to happen and I know it, but I know I won't die,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Like I know everything's going to be okay.
There it is. See, you're trusting that deeper knowing around it. Now that's a really important element to all of this, right? Because if something is coming along that isn't your North Star and you're like, oh my God, should I do this? What should I do? And then there's that feeling in your gut. But if our intuition says, you know what? I'm not supposed to be there right now. I'm not going to get in that car. I'm not going to get in that car. That's a different thing.
How do we know our intuition?
Mm-hmm. How do you find your way there?
I know when I'm following my intuition. It can be a gut feeling. I kind of listen to my body. Like, let's just say someone says something and I go, oh, that's it right there. I know that to be, I think that has to do with deeper knowing.
Well, it sounds like you can track resonance in your body. If somebody says something or something's occurring and you can feel a little like, oh, that feels right. You get the knowing in your body that it feels right. Is that accurate?
It's like a body shock of like, oh, that's absolutely correct. I know that to be true. Or if it's like, you know, when people are describing other people and they say, you know, I think this person is actually, you know, operating from a base of fear, I'd be like, oh, I know that to be true. It just, it feels like it resonates. Like you feel your whole body light up and go, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Your whole body lights up. Yep. That is a great description of it. Yep.
That's the feeling mm-hmm. I get when I'm like, mm-hmm. yes, that feels true.
If someone's experiencing anxiety, let's do a teachable moment here. If someone's experiencing anxiety, which, I mean, raise your hand. Like, we've all had that. Yeah, of course. Here's a trick, okay? It's a breathing technique to do that will calm the anxiety. Once the anxiety's quieter, then ask yourself, what's in alignment, what's not in alignment? And you can feel, is my body expanding as a yes or contracting with a no, depending. So you can put that decision in front of you. Look at that decision after doing the breathing exercise. And look at the decision and feel your body. Is it getting tighter, heavier? Is your breath slowing or feeling labored? Or are you feeling quieter and relaxed? Are you feeling warmer? Are your shoulders dropping? That's usually the yes. So contractions, no. Expansions, the yes, right? That's one way to sort of start using body intuition. We're going to do something called the box breath. And I have asked many of my clients what their favorite tools are. And right now, unanimously, it's the box breath, which was a cool discovery. I did not know that that's what was trending, but it is. So the box breath is an inhale on the count of four, a pause holding the breath, count of four, exhale, count of four, a pause holding the breath at the base, count of four, and repeat. Now, this can kind of move to like the count of three in there. Three, four is fine. So I'll do it. I'll count it out for us and we'll do a couple rounds and then just tell me how you feel afterwards. Okay. I use this all the time. I love this breath. Okay. So let's exhale all our air together. And now inhale, two, three, four. And pause, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four, and pause, two, three, four, inhale, two, three, four, and pause, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, and pause, two, three, four, inhale, two, three, four, deep all the way, pause, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, all the way empty out, hold, two, three, four, and inhale, breathe regularly. What do you notice change there?
Like my muscles relaxed.
Yeah.
I can think a little slower. Like everything can slow down a bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if anxiety arises, you can try this breath for a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes as a morning practice. You can try it in the afternoon, a couple rounds. Just that was three rounds. And then before bed, a couple rounds. And what that will start to do is teach your system, your central nervous system, that anxiety is not your baseline, that actually this peace and calm is your baseline. And anxiety is just an experience that arises and then passes and then come back to your new baseline. So it's a training. It's a training.
I love it. It does help. You kind of focus and... like, get back down here.
I know. Well, it creates a bilateral movement, like an inhale, exhale, a whole thing for the brain, where you kind of just start to take control of that speed train that has left the station. Breath is the easiest way to come back to balance, which is so surprising to so many people because it's so easy and so accessible and free, and you can do it right now, right now, right now, right now, and then right now. And then also right now. My darling, I'm looking at the time and I know we're wrapping up. Thank you for doing a follow-up with me.
Yes, thank you for having me. It has been nothing but
bliss. So cool. I love you. I'm so excited that you actually gave yourself the opportunity to practice the North Star and it's created momentum and acceleration for you. That's wild and awesome.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Because you know what? Something about it, I love. Because especially when anxiety does come up, let's just say at night, because I know many people feel this way, where at night, it's like all those thoughts of the day and life come up. I was like, I go, no. It's time to think about my future. Like, no. We're putting all that on hold. Trying to think about what I really want or what I really love, you know? And that helped a lot. That helped me sleep. That helped me go to sleep, which I thought was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that as well. Yeah, it really did help. And I know I don't have trouble sleeping. I have trouble falling asleep. I usually stay up for hours and hours and hours just because I'm like, man, then I'm thinking about this email that I wrote today and my head's bouncing around. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, stop it all that on hold. I got to visualize my North Star. And then I fell right asleep.
Wow. So it really created a sense of peace and ease for you.
Because I knew, it's going to happen. So I just have to keep thinking about it. And that makes me feel better. So yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Right on. This is what it's supposed to do. This is it. This is what it did. It did this for me. It does this for all the clients. Yeah. There's nothing that I offer in my work. I can't think of one thing that I haven't done on myself and tried on myself.
Well, okay. That is very good, because you need to practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
All right, love. I don't want you to be late for your next event. So
thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
And you're welcome. Keep doing it. And I can't wait to hear what happens after your trip to Europe, by the way.
Yes, I'm very excited. So thank you. Thank you for giving me some of the tools.
You're so welcome. I wish you all the joy and experience ahead, in alignment, in light. And I'll see you and talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you, Ackley.
Thank you for joining me on Sex, Drugs, and Enlightenment. You can follow me, Oakley Ogden, on Instagram and YouTube for these episodes. And if you want to be on the show, head over to our landing page, sexdrugsandenlightenment.com, and click the application. Or you can go find my website, oakleyogden.com, click podcast, which will take you to that landing page. Two roads to the same city there. So until next time, hey, take the chance on you. Give yourself the chance to focus that mind of yours and see what you can make possible for yourself.